picking up going further. Okay, I will touch on Batista. You'll see in the first discussion, because the Ram might even answer the question, and as we continue, and you'll decide yourself. Hine, his boy lechol. She called love. Shelo bo letesis inyan hari hundiko yeser. Okay. Hari hundiko yeser. Kloima, shu nichba. Then he does something, an amazing thing. You know, you have to understand the word apopi is tantamount to an apology. Okay? So it means a priori you should interpret from these words X, but it's not necessary. The afalpi sha'omru shuhu la'av lo b'shnei lavim, which should indicate that there's something more going on than just nichpal for chizuk or shavono godol ma'od. Hine hu im kol zeh, again, lav yesehu, kmo shemizboyer mehamayim hazeh. Ulchein, so I guess that's the Gemara in Pesachim I was referring to. Ulchein ein roi limnoise kimen she nichpal. Hine yisboye lecho, hine kva yisboye lecho, shech vibu yalavim, o ase lo yivam mitzis. Okay? Now, if you're ready to accept that the word apalpi and that lavo b'shnei lavim probably means a greater thing, but not necessarily. So then you can put putisa together with the whole thing, because putisa also lavo b'shnei lavim. Lavo b'shnei lavim doesn't mean necessarily that it's one mitzvah, that it's one mitzvah. It could be that it's two, but it's a broad category. And if, as you say later, if the Matiki Ashmur said it is Malkus, then we know something more about it. So maybe, if that's the case, the discussion about Potisa and the Gemara Pesachim is not so bad. I guess, you know, as we go on, we'll see more. Okay, we'll say not today, tonight. Let's show these other times. Shh. Okay. Next. Now, L'chela, there's a new discussion or a continuation of the old. Let's see exactly what it is. Far noida she'atzivui al hashfisa. This is already known. Okay. Known. Okay. There's a known entity. She'atzivui al hashfisa b'shabos nichpal b'teira shtemesri po'omim. Okay. Hasire she'esh efshorus li'ech mimoni ha'mitzah she'ima ki mechlal mitzasei hashvisa b'shabos v'hi shtemesri mitzas. What I'd like to focus on here, okay, is this 12, okay? And a priori, this 12 includes Leman Yanuach. And you understand yourself the Leman Yanuach doesn't fit into this category, because the Leman Yanuach Shocha, it is in the Avodah, in Amos, the Chira is trying to be mashlin din hamitzvah, and saying that it extends beyond what we normally would have said. Correct? So, l'cheira, it's very difficult to say that this could be b'chal nichpal, and we don't, I mean, it's nichpal for a l'hashlem es adin, but no one ever would imagine this type of nichpal should have been l'hashlem es adin, should be a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. If the whole purpose is nichpal l'hashlem adin, don't make any sense. See, in nichpal for chizuk, nichpal for chizuk in avon l'chomo, you can say that's not the reason. It's a different reason. The Torah wants to say it's another mitzvah. But if it's nichbal l'ashlem haminyan as din hamitzvah l'chol, it's a double portion. There's no option. Okay, so let's go. So now we have in front of us this. So there's a problem, and the Rambam l'chayra tishbois does not include tishbois. Tishbeis does not include, okay, does not include behema and eved. And let's see, the Rambam does it in three places. In Minyan Kotzen Kuf Nun Dalet is the mishpas on the Ben Yisrael, and also the Prote Mitzvahs in Reish Chol Shabbos, and in the beginning of Chol Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. So the whole purpose is l'hashlem din hamitzvah. Because that the Rambam says in Perchof of Hilchos Shabbos halacha aleph and yudalid, also lahitzi masa ala behema shenema l'man yinuach shorach v'chamocho v'chule v'im hoitzi ala behema af al pi shehu mitzuva al shvir sasa in a loike lefishi solo bo mechal asei. So does not say he's talking about the behemoth. And then Yudalid is, he says like this, kashem sha'odu mitzuva al shvir sasa behemta b'shabes kachu mitzuva al shvir sasa abdoi v'yamose v'chule mitzvah lo v'shoimu v'lemono me'asiyas melocha b'shabes shenemo leman yonuach shocho v'chamrecho v'inofesh ben amoscha v'agev. So there's an asei, and l'chayis l'hashem din ha-mitzvah. That the shvisa is not limited to us having rest, but also we have to make sure that the behema b'chule. Okay, say that. Now, questions like this. L'man yinuach is a tam. Okay. Right? L'man. Okay. L'man. The question is, do you count time yamitzes? So you jump up and say, what's Sherish Hay all about? Correct? So I'll tell you, Lord Vormir. Because Sherish Hay is only talking about time of us house. It's not talking about timing of mitzvah saseh. And I want to show you, and he's saying, you have to say this because he says it, I say. He tells me, Yanuach, correct? And I'm not getting involved, okay? You know, whether Rab Chaim said or didn't say it, what's quoted from Rab Chaim, or the quotes Rab Chaim, that since it's a Tama Mitzvah, the Lantis, because you don't say it's Chavay Tzrayim, therefore it's not Minyan Mitzvahs, you know. I can't say that, you know, I'll quote you something like this, okay? You have a mitzvah called Talmud Torah, mitzvah say, okay? And the Rambam says in the middle of a discussion in Mitzvah Talmud Torah, "V'kvar nichpal hatzivui hazeh pomim rabbis." b'chule. And the last example is leman yilmedun. Leman yilmedun is nichpal the assay of Talmud Torah, and that's written by Hakel. We'll see later. Okay, we say that. So if you're going to make a statement that a timey mitzvah, because the whole discussion in Shirish Hay is only about love, okay? Now, we have to decide whether there's a conceptual difference or that's the Mesirah. You know, at the moment, you know, it's really irrelevant to me. Because I'm clearly, who wrote Shirish Hay, clearly puts this in is ready to count it, okay? So Leman Yanuach certainly could be an assay. And in fact, it's very clear that he says that Shis Behemta is an assay. And that's what it is. Because time and mitzvahs also. Correct? So I want to tell you, you excuse the English, this don't got nothing to do. Even if you accept all the premise that I have, it has nothing to do with you. Okay? Because if you look at the Pasuk says, Ovayim hashvi'i tishbois leman yanuach sho'ocho v'chamocho v'inofesh b'ramoscho v'agel. Okay? So what are we counting here? We're counting leman yanuach, or we're counting tishbois? We're counting tishbois, the beginning of the thing. Leman yanuach. So I want to tell you something. It's not stam. Atam ha-mitzvah, even if it's mentioned together with a mitzvah, it itself could be a separate mitzvah. How do I know that? From Hakil. Because the Torah is saying the tam of the mitzvah's Hakil is a man yomadun. And it becomes a separate mitzvah in a whole different, in a whole different parameters. Not in the mitzvah's Hakil, the mitzvah's Talmud Torah. So here certainly it could be a separate mitzvah. So the answer is, you know why you don't count the tishbois and the leman yanuach twice? The answer is very simple. Because leman yanuach is bo lahashlim dina mitzvah. And it's something which is bo lahashlim dina mitzvah. There was never an issue about it. Okay? Mamish, no. Exactly the way you would have wanted it. Okay?
So it's not a tam and a mitzvah. It's really not.
Yeah, it's very strange. It is a tam, but you'll see later that it is. I'm going to show you something that will blow your mind, okay? Because the Ram says, and you get the impression of the Rambam, there's no stira. These things can exist. They can coexist. I'll show
it's
you
both. What. It's both.
Yeah. Because it should be like that, because it's a lush of Matsibu, I guess, and the Torah expresses a tam. So I guess it could be both. We'll see. Okay. So that's what we have here. And that l'cheira is the pshat in the Rambam Yaseh Kufnun Dalet. Hish divon on nishpois b'shabes. V'inei nichpal tzivui mitzvah zu pomim. Ubei ilonu yis'ale shashvisa min amlochais hichoyim oleinu ve'abem teinu ve'abdeinu. So the ubei ilonu is the hashlomas din ha-mitzvah. It doesn't do it with the nichpal, as you would expect it, correct? Now, here you have another thing. So I'm telling you that Tom is still kind. So I remember, you know, the first month that I was in the Rav Shir, he mentioned this Rambam, discussing in terms of Rabban, Chumash, whatever. But the Rambam says like this, Perich of Dalad, of Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Yud Beis. Osu chachomim letaltil mixas dvorim b'shabbos kedei shelo yehiye kiyoim chol be'enov v'yovo lagbil v'sakin keli pino lepino v'bayis l'bayis ol etzni avonim kiyoitz behen shahu botel v'yoshe be'beise. He don't got nothing to do. Excuse me, no. Just to emphasize. V'yoyshe v'veso v'yavakesh dovo shi'is asik boy v'nimsa shelo shavas ubotel hatam shenema batera leman yonuach.
It's going on him reflexively.
It's going on him. Okay, because it has to go on him also, because Lagoya, the Torah says, the Tishbay says, Levan Yanuach. But you get the impression that the Torah specifically legislated against the Behemah and the Eved. Okay, those things that we usually use. But the real thing the Torah had in mind, the Tam, it doesn't say you violate something. Shaibotel Tam, you know. It's very clear, okay? Okay.
So if the Leman Yanuach was focused at the Evan the Behemoth, it should say Leman Yanuchu.
Yeah, I understand that. So it's Ashlomo, it's Mashlim, that's what it's Mashlim Dinamitzu. Because I want to ask you another question, I believe say. We talk about Sherish Hay, right? Let's talk about Sherish Vov. Doesn't the Rambam say in the beginning of Sherish Vov that the Aseh and the Lois Aseh of Shabbos isn't Dove Echot? But the reason why it's a two mitzvahs, the Aseh and Lois Aseh, he has different reasons, whatever it is, because Aseh is because of the different Indian or whatever, he comes a different Indian, all right? But why is it Dove Echot? The Boy Nisholim, the Aseh has Ashlomas Hadin and the Lois Aseh doesn't. Okay? And there's nothing to do. I'm not getting involved. You know, I can't get involved in of a Moloch HaShukfas and a Behemoth, which discusses it in Perichot, but it's not really our purpose over here. Okay? So, the answer is, I guess, that since, I didn't say Tzorchiyu, and Ramesses says Dov Echot, you know, it's very odd. You know? You can say it like this. You can say that since it's lahashlamis inyan, it's not a separate inyan. So you see, we saw in general that dovo and the inyan are almost interchangeable. Correct? So it's not clear. I don't know if you can call it a different inyan, because the question is, why do you say lemayinuch is a separate mitzvah inyan mitzvahs? Why is it a separate mitzvah? Because we said tam can be a separate mitzvah. Correct? So the answer is because it's one inyan with Tishbos. So I'm not sure if the kasha is so great that the Rambam can't equate it. Okay? So that is, I want to discuss. I'm just showing you. I'm going through this one at a time if you want, you know. But I think everything here is very important. Because now we're trying to put everything together. Okay. Now, next. That was Shvisa. Okay? Then the Rambam continues. V'chein bo'o ashoro al achilas dom sheva pomim ha'itochin gam kein lamaskil. See, it's very strange, you know, when it is this poetry, you know, why stressing a maskil sheyoyma ki iso hadom sheva mitzvois zema shelo yita boi af echod koima. I think Derech Agav, the Rambam is trying to show you, picking these two examples before we explain them, explain one of them. You see, he says that someone might come and tell you, the Dibushin Asay and Loisaseh, the Nichbal, by Aseh might not be a new mitzvah, or Nichbal Loisaseh might be a new mitzvah. So I think he's giving an example of a Nichbal ben Aseh, an example of Nichbal Loisaseh, and showing that it's ridiculous to entertain either one of the two. So then he's proving his point. Okay? Now, in Dom, we're going to have a very similar problem. You see, the Rambam counts seven. And I'm not getting involved in this. You can open the Rishonim up, okay? Ahamyuchas Logashi increases, because it's not clear at all that Rashi's, the Pirish we have in front of us, is the Rashi increases, probably from the base measurement of Gershom. The reason I'm quoting is you can come and tell me he says himself a Chumash. Okay? So, I'm not getting involved. That's what I just said. I'm Yuchas and Gamal. In Davdal Mebezim Maschel Heilavim, he seems to talk about Shmona over here. And also Tezim Becheris. Tez Vomun Aleph, the Ramaschel Rakes Domon. Leisercha. And then you have the Gmon Kris that talks about five. It's a member from Robo. Omer Robo, Chamisha Lab, Mamurim Bedom. Lomo achas ledam chulim, viachas ledam kochim, viachas ledam kisui, viachas ledam evorim, viachas ledam tamsis. So the chayiv, each one is different things.
It could be different mitzvahs.
It could be different mitzvahs, but it's certainly not lechizuk. And it's certainly nichpa lechizuk. And the Rabbah takes apart five, just like nothing happened, that's not lechizuk. So you have the question, what's the number? And the question is, you know, the whole thing might not exist. Okay? So that's a reasonable problem. Okay? So I want to show you how to navigate through this one. Okay? Okay? So there's a tshuva. Rabbi Daniel Ababli asked Rabbi Avraham Rambam about this. Okay? So he asks about the Chmish Alavim of Rova. He says, how does Ram do it? You know, there it says five, and here he says seven. You know, how does the count work? That's his kasha. So listen to this tshuva. This is very important. Okay? The answer is like this. Okay? He says, I'm going to read to you just a little bit. Atshuva einikra yetzi midei pshutai. V'yaspik ma she bi'er zichayin levocha b'kavon hazeis b'sherisheni. He says, if you learn well sherisheni, you understand your kasha, no kasha. That's his answer. Okay. So l'cheira, there's one clear conclusion from Avraham ben Rambam that Rava's discussion increases is not a Pirush Makubal, but it's a Drasha Ba'alma. And since it's not a Drasha Ba'alma, it has nothing to do with Pshuta Shel Mikra. Okay. Secondly, you say that? When the Rambam in Perek Vav of Luchos Malchus Asuris discusses the Issa of Dam Tamsis and Dam Evorim, he says like this, Dam Tamsis, Vov Halacha Dalet. Dam Tamsis, Dam Evorim, Ein Chayom Molov Kores. Avo Oichu Mimeno Kizayis Loike, Shenema V'chol Dom Loiser Chel. V'chule Eino Chayim Kores, Ala Dam HaNefesh Yitzibot. Okay. So it means there's a ribuy of kol. Okay. Now here becomes very interesting because we're going to now compare and contrast this movie from Kol from two other Ribuyim from Kol which we discussed, or I think I don't know if I discussed it really, but I worked on in Sherishani. There's Kol Machmetz Leisachelu, and there's also a besides Kol Machmetz Leisachelu, there's Kol Tzipor. Okay, and that where Malbe Komachelus Vechelu is Talavis Chometz, the Sepa Lav, and then the Sipa Shchuta by Mitzera, we also have Kol. And I just want to mock them this, and we'll go through it. There, in both cases, clearly points out Nipia Shmur. Here, he doesn't say Nipia Shmur. Okay. So let's just see it and let's just read it again. Now we can read it again. Let's go through. These all was important to put out one of the clone of, you know. Because what I want to tell you before we start, the call is very different from S. You get the impression from the Rambam in Sherish Beis that there's no case of S that becomes a mitzvah. Okay? And, right? And the Pirush Makubal Kilu in some of the Yud Gimel Midas. So, if you look in Lamed Beis Midas of Rabbi Yosi, Kol is not mentioned. Is it Gamin and Essen? You know, they're different types of Ribuyim, but that's what we're talking about. But a word which Nechetz is a Ribuy, you don't need the Lamed Beis Midas of Rabbi Yosi. That's very important for us.
Is it Pshuto Shel Mikra?
That's the question. When is the Pshuto Shel Mikra? How is the Pshuto Shel Mikra? The one is the Pshuto Shel Makubal for? These are the questions of the deal with. But you can understand that it could be Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay? So now, like this. In Hilchos Tumas here, if you remember again, the Ram doesn't say, Dama Taz Namai Volum, Eichay Omel Okolos, Avalichim Ben Okizayis, Loike, Shnei Bechol Dom Lois Echelu. So he gets Malkis, it can't be Midivri Seifem. But it doesn't say in Kriya Shmua. Okay. However, when it gets to Tzipa Shchuta, in a Tumas Ras, in Perigir Alva, Lava Zayin, Vo'oichel, Kizayis, in Tzipa Shchuta, Ova La Seva, Lois Eseh, Shnei Vezeh Lois Echelu, Mimehem, Mipi Shmua Longu, Shizel Rabois, Hatzipa Shchuta. So I would suggest, and you have the same thing by Komach Metzes Leisachel, and the Ram counted as seven mitzvah and yinam mitzvahs. So I would have told you that the Matiki Hashmon called Dam Leisachelu interpreted that this is Pshuta Shel Mikra. It's Malbus something which is Dom, but not Dam HaNefesh. And that's Dam Tamsin, Dam Evom. You don't need. In Pshuto Shel Mikra, you don't need any drash, you don't need anything on the Midas HaTeira. And that's the impression you get from Chris and Davdalid on the base that Dama Tamsis, the Dama Evom, is basically Dom. And it's not Machshe. If it's basically Dom, which is not Machshe, because in Hechshe, you need Dama Nefesh. Beseda. And that's the Gmon Psochim. That in the Tezayin, Kibu Mine Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, the Omer Rachmona, Rachazek Rudi Achor Adom, Ki Adom Hu HaNefesh, Dam, Sha Nefesh Yetzin, but call it Dom, Dom. I assume it's not Dom in general, it's Dom as far as Hechshe. Okay. And I would assume Rava's whole discussion over there are droshes ba'alma, and it's really not serious, and they really have halab, and there's no problem or anything. He just uses it as a base of something. That's what he says, Sherishani. And even the drosh itself is a gilu gilus ba'alma. Dam chul, dam kochim, no mehechetesa, you know what?
Yeah. The difference of kol and machmetzes, what's the difference there?
Kol machmetzes, see, over there I would tell you also that kol machmetzes means talovis chometz, the gzais lechilis prasa, v'lam l'lupet, that you need a kabbalah about it. Okay? Kol includes something, but I assume in the situation of dom, there's certainly dom which is not dama nefesh, which is no problem to include, without specific kabbalah will include it. But if you include something like tzipa shchuta, where you're going to say the kol machmetz le'sochelu basically means a new type of chometz, and it's a separate inyan in Inyan HaTeira, you certainly also need a kabbalah about it. So l'chelu, then it comes out that the kol dom le'sochelu is really nichpav lahashlim din medini amitzvah. It's not making a new lav, but it's extending an old love that's not only Dhamma Nefesh, but it's also Dhamma Tamsa, Dhamma Evola. So you understand yourself, just let's we'll see, work it out, that this is not Nichpa in terms of what the Rambam is talking about here. So you start with 8 and you knock one off, you're down to 7 and you're on easy street. Okay? Now let you see, it's not so simple. Okay? Just want to walk you through it. This, you know. I can't say this came to me like, you know, it didn't form in Hashemayim. I mean, the Etzim, okay, you say, you know, it's Torah Matana, you know, whatever. Okay. Now, for example, it says like this, the Torah, it says Kol Dom twice. The shadows, which Kol Dom we're talking about here. The Torah says it once, in Vayikra Gimel Yud Zayin, Chukas Olam Adar Seichem, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, Kol Chele V'chol Dom Loisa Chele. So I want to suggest that case is to Mashlim Din HaMitzvah. And to Mashlim Dam Tamsis and Dam Evod.
So it's not in the count of Kefal.
Not in the count of Kefal. He says later a line which becomes very significant now later on in the Sherish, Lefisho Inyan Echod V'ein Boi Ribui. Okay. We'll see about that. Lefisho Inyan Echod V'ein Boi Ribui. However, the Pasuk B'chol Dom Lo Yisrechel B'chol Mosh V'seichem V'loifal Behema, I assume that is the lav of Dom, and the lav that the Ram quotes in the Minyan HaKotzer, and in, say, in Mishneh Torah, and Sefer Mitzvah, okay? Because there it's a Vayikra Zayin Chavov. Minyan HaKotzer, Shelo Lechol Dom, Shneema, V'chol Dom, Lo Yisrochelu, the giveaway is, both of them say Kol Dom Lo Yisrochelu, but he adds B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. You know, it's like, you know, it's very confusing. Okay? And in Hilchos Malchasus, the Perek Vav Aluch Aleph, he says, also he talks about Dam Behema and Chaya, he mentions this lav over here. So we have 7, 8, and we really have 7, and these 7, Lechizuk and for Avodah Zarah. So we're good in both of them, okay? Now, let's continue. Okay, so we have, okay? Okay. Now, continue. Vida. Now, here's next. Vida. Sha'ato afil timsa loshon chachomim. Now this Loshon Chachomim is not Stam. Loshon Chachomim is Loshon Matik Yashmua. And telling you something, telling you Meseira. And especially the Matik Yashmua are the Bailim on Tayyag Mitzvahs. If the Matik Yashmua are telling you something, we have to pay attention to it. Especially when we're listening to Minyan Mitzvahs. So he says, the Da. Sha'ato afilu timsa loshon hachachomim, and this he'll use later, indefinite pronoun reference, coming back to this. We'll say omru, or oimurim, or omron, it's all referring back to these chachomim, who are the matik yashmu. So that's what he's trying to say.
So Chachamim aren't the ones who make the drushes. That's not what it means at all.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because we don't know the truth is, you know, I don't want blasphemy over here, but the truth is, it is true and not true. You see, you get the impression from the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim that the Sanhedrin Agodol make the drasha you did. Leis also has to do with your Gimel Midas. Leis also do with Kabbalahs. Okay, it could be, right? And even if you remember, the Raman Akdomo extends it to the Aboim Deres. Okay? But this is not what we're talking about here. Because the Ram very clear calls, which also appears blasphemy, he calls Yud Gimel Midrash, I tell you the Dresh Ben, Drabono. And that's what I pointed out. It's not Drabono, because the Ram says in Akdomo to Pirish Mishnayis that Yud Gimel Midrash were Mesir of the Sinai. But the application is an application of a human application. And it is a human application. The Ram says the Rabbonim, because they had that application. The Messiah wasn't at that application. So it's what you call kach nira be'enai in kere kach shamati.
And this is all kach shamati?
Yeah.
Okay.
And especially, again, with the whole business that I stressed many, many times, that the Mesirah, part of the Mesirah, or the Mesirah, not part of the Mesirah, but that's what the Mesirah is all about, is Mesirah of Taya Mitzvahs. So the Matik Yashmua say something about a mitzvah, it's very important. Okay. Therefore, now we understand what we said before. Because the Matik Yashmua is saying it. It's all again, the Matik Yashmua again and again and again saying things. Okay.
Well, I get the Lavo, but Lavo is not Malchus, it's not a separate.
Yeah, but it could be get the Mashmos of it that there's something going on here. And it could include also, if you remember, if they say it, add on to it. That's what he says, that this by itself doesn't tell us much. Because include more than that. But you don't need an alpha P about it if it really means doctrine. It's not. It's not part of the Minyan Mitzvahs. Correct?
So what is it? What is it?
They're telling you that there's an Indian of Ribui over here, and they're just telling you, and they're not telling you anything that it's, they're not telling you that it's two separate mitzvahs. If they say this Malchus is like Patisa, they tell you it's two mitzvahs. They leave it like that, and you have the Pshuta Shel Mikra, and with the Trosh you can't do anything, you're left at its Kefal. You have no option. The Rambam is setting up the modus operandi that you can get through and look at things and make your own decisions. So then it comes out an amazing thing with the Matik Yashmua say Malchus. It's basically, because Malchus doesn't tell you anything. But since the Rambam's opinion that Malchus is only for separate Shemais, it's another way of saying, this is another Shem. Okay? Now, I want to show you something which is amazing. I'm not sure if this is the place, but I'm not sure where the place is. But it because the Rambam uses in Minyan HaMitzvahs Lavo B'Shnei Lavim in a very different way. And I want to show you what he did, and I want to show you what I think it means. Okay? Because you understand yourself that Lavo B'Shnei Lavim really doesn't have a place in Minyan HaMitzvahs. All he's basically trying to say is Nichba. That's all he should have said. Okay? There's a lav in the Torah called about to be mate mishpat ger yosser. So the question is, one lav, two lav, ger yosser, what's going on here? Okay? So, listen to this. Okay? Loisaser, Reish Pei. Look at this. Reish Pei. Reish Pei. Okay. Who she is here? Hashefet mehatreis din hagerim vayisemim. Vu omroi yisal. This is gerim vayisemim?
Yeah.
Okay. That vav is going to be a problem. And we'll have to see about it later. Okay?
It's in the original, too.
Okay, good. But say this. Very good. That's very good. Well, Omroi, Omroi, it's Yisale. Om Yisale, Leisate Mishpat Geir Yosef. Vine Kfa His Boye Locho, that's as Lois Seresh Ein Gimel, Ki Mishiyate Mishpat Echom Yisrael, Ogo Blav Echot. Vuhu, Leisase, Vuhu, Leisase Ogo Mishpat. Vimhite. Now we're getting to the point. Vimhite. Mishpat Ger over Bishnei Lavim, the Lav of Kol Yisrael and the Lav of Ger. Ubisifri Lesate Mishpat Ger Lam Vekor Hamate Mishpat Ger over Bishnei Lavim. Vim Hoye Ger Yosei over Bishlois Lavim. Okay, so I said to myself, I have to talk about this because if I just talk about it over there, you know, you're not going to appreciate. And this is Lav of Mishnei Lavim. And what does he want here? It's an amazing thing. You look at, you bang your head against the wall. Okay? What does he want? So you can't bring a raya of anything about Malkus, because the Lav Shein by Maisa, so Mela, you know, the presence or absence of Malkus is irrelevant over here. And the saying of Lava Lo Mishnei Lavim, Lachay is not telling us anything, correct? Because it could be Nichba, it could be nothing. So what's the difference over here? Okay? It's a very interesting question. Okay. And Lechira, he's doing something else. Because the Shnei Lavim, in the case of Ger, is two different Shemais. Because the Shem of Kol Yisrael, the Shem of Ger. So it's not, it's certainly not Nichpa. It can't be. So again, that's not a problem, because I was telling you that the word Lavolov doesn't necessarily mean that it's not, okay? The question is, what does the three lav over here mean, and how does this play itself out? What's going on, okay? So I thought that this is something that would be, you know, an amazing to talk about now, okay?
It's also interesting that Ger Yosem, because Ger Shinolat, Ger, this guy who called him Shinolat, so what kind of Yosem is he?
Okay, I don't know. I assume the definition of Yosem, okay? I can tell you one of two ways, you know. If I want to be a Polish Ilui, I can tell you that he was this guy while his mother was pregnant and his mother passed away, okay? But I don't believe it, okay? You know, okay? correct?
How old is he?
I don't make a difference, because Yosem, the Ram says, it's a person that can't take care of his own affairs or something like that. So I assume this is irrelevant, it's a biological issue. It's not a halachic issue of father and mother. That's what I would claim. But whatever it is, right? Correct?
That's true.
Okay, now, so this is an amazing thing going on, correct? But you see that he's using the same, I just want to show you, he's using the same words, and they can't mean what they mean over here. Because I'm telling you, these words don't put you in any frame of reference, except that we don't know. There's no information over here more than it could be Nichbal or not, or whatever it is. Okay. So I'll tell you, the Rambam not only quotes this in Sefer Mitzvah, he quotes in the Sanhedrin. Let's see the Sanhedrin. Perichof Aloch Yubeis. Kolamate mishpat echod mi Yisrael, oivu b'lav echod, shneem oloi sasu, oivu ba mishpat. Vim hoi ger, oivu b'shnei lav, shneem oloi sate mishpat ger. Okay. Vim hoi yosoim, oivu b'shloi salavim, Shnema Mishpat Ger Yosef. Okay. So let me just ask you a question, just before we get started. And if you reverse the situation, and it would be Yosef who's not a Ger, what would you tell me? Because isn't it strange that all the case, both the Sefer Mitzvah, the case is, it's Echem Yisrael, then Ger and Ger Yosef. The opposite case, the reverse, is not mentioned at all.
It should be the same.
I didn't say it, you said that. Okay. Now I want to read you Radvaz, and then I want to take inventory. But correct? Okay. But you notice the deal, correct? He said, you know, they say, you know, you're banging your head against the wall. You got Vaz, okay? Over there in Hilchos Sanhedrin. V'im teima, amai leimoni lehu begim olam v'minyin ha-mitzvus. V'yesh leima, t'ger yosef mechad ko nafke. Okay. V'im teima, im kein lo ye oiv olof, oiv elo, im kein ho ye ger yosef. Avo ger levadoi, o yosef levadoi, lo yavo el alav shuhu kril ko Yisrael. To ger yosef. There's no vov here. It's not yosef v'amor lo yisanu. There's no vov here, Rabbi Yisai. Just keep that in mind.
Okay. That's a good question.
Okay, good. I'm just continuing. I'm continuing reading this Radvaz. Okay. V'yesh leima. Tegasina b'sifri b'parshas. Ki seitze loisate mishpat ger yosarim. Ma anitzor. Walo kvar nemo loisate mishpat. Loisake ponim. Mulam ishkol amat adino shel ger. Oive b'shnei lavim. Mashmo, the dovish kor dohochi leisate mishpat ger afilu sheino yosom. V'im hoye ger yosom oyve begim olavu. The mashma ger umashma ger yosom umeroloik siv ger vi yosom. Shaminen shim hita mishpat yosom Yisrael in oyve ele belava klil ko Yisrael. Okay? Now, the question is, what is this said? And my interest is more than that. What does it have to do with Minyan HaMitzvahs? The answer is, Rabbi Yisai, what's happening over here, and maybe the Sifri is a Pirush Mekubal, that's what he's quoting, Rabbi, of this and that, that Ki'ilu, there are two Nuschos of this Mitzvah. The Torah had said, Loisate Mishpat Ger and Loisate Mishpat Ger Yosef. So you have these, this is the purpose of Minyan HaMitzvahs, is a dual. It's not only to tell you that it's in the Minyan, but to define the Nusach of the Minyan. He hears this Lava Lov, the Shnei Lavim, the Shloisa Lavim, because since the Etzim Lav has two Nuschos, but it's the same lav. It's not a question of Malkus. But you're violating three lav. And that's what the Rambam has in mind over here. Okay? I stopped. I read you the advice, but I think that's the pshat. Okay? Beseda? So now it's very good that he says what he says. Lo yischai mizeh shenimne kol halav mehein kulon kol echa benifrad v'lo kol asay benifrad lefi sheinyan echod v'ein boy riboy. Okay, so you can say it's besides that, you know, you have something going on here, and it could be lo yischai. But here you can imagine it's in a new type of lav. You have in the Torah, ki'ilu, two possible nuschos. And that's the definition of lav. And that's the Chacham telling you, Minyan HaMitzvahs, or Dosh Deitin Lav. That's a love. It's not I'm telling you Lakuti DSMS. Okay. Now that we have that, let's continue. Okay? Now, let's go on. Okay, now, Vule Omu, Shoei Bekach Bekach Asei, O Bekach Bekach Lavim, Ele Beglau, Kfeilis Atzivui O Ashoro, Bemitzvahi. As he's trying to say, it's Atzivui O Ashoro, it's irrelevant. Lefishikvar Ovo, Alas Horis Rabois, O Tzivui Mrabin. Alas Horis Rabois, Vitzibuyim Rabin. This will be very important, okay? Elo im timseim omrim loike shtai o loike shole shoz nimne kol echo levadoi lefishelo yukol echod shtei malkiyos al shem echod kmo she'evaya mimashis pasim betalmud b'makis b'chulim. Okay? V'zulosom. אבל לא כשתי מלכיס, אז שתי שמס. ועוצר בשתי עניונים, שבו אסור בכל עניין מהם בנפרד. Okay? Now, we have to take each gemara by itself. There's gemara makis, and a gemara chul. Okay? Since he starts in makis, I'll stop with him in makis. I just want to tell you one interesting thing. That Mitzvah Loisa said, Kufayin Tes, when the Rambam's quoting the gemaras that are raya for this yisurid, he only quotes chulin and doesn't quote makis. So a priori, you can question, maybe he's not sure about the issue of makis. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, and that's what I'm going to go about telling you, that the raya for makis is very poor, in my opinion. Okay? And maybe that's why he left it out, but that's not the answer. Let's say that. So that's what's in front of us. Okay? Now, in Lois Sekufayites, he says the following. Ki ilu bo'u lonu elef lavim mevu'orim, kulam b'sheretz oretz, eino lokalov elamalchus achas. Lefishikulam nichpulu beinyan echod beatzma. Okay. Vafilu oma sheretz oretz loisochal sheretz oretz loisochlu sheretz oretz loy yeochel kein elapomu is chayvolo ela amalchus achas. Even as they change the signaling in the phraseology, since the inyan is the same, it's irrelevant. Hatire. Now, what's the big raya? Shemi shaloibish, here's the problem. Mi shaloibishatnis, loikishtayim. Babu shabo bo, shne lavim uvo orim. The two lavim the Torah about shatnis. Lo reisem me olam yizbu ze, el yiganu oisay, ilu omu odam acher. Well, the God of Atzma be om shesheretz oitz, or shesheretz oitz, leka lov shtayim. Achas ba'avu alav, hamavu aboy, v'achas mishum al tishaksu. V'chule. So then, it comes out, the lav v'lo ya'abegin, lo ya'ale alecho. And, le'sil v'shatnis, is keifo, correct? And he's proved from that he has the proof of the pudding, correct? Because the Maisi is, it's a Mishnah Makis. It's only one Makis. So why is that? Because it's one. I too love it. Okay. So, in fact, in the tshuva, in Maisa Nisim, Simen Dalet, Kinei Halav Nichblu, Basho Shatnis, Pamayim, V'lo Yitochein Le'acher, Shiyoyim Ke Aloyim Shoy, Yilkashtayim, Kinei Mubam Mishnah Makis, Hoye Lobush, Beklayim, Koloyim, Eno Chayim Al'achas, K'moy Ke, K'moy Din, Metamid Amesel Losser, Shiloy Obo Boy, El Alav Echot. Okay? B'cheila? This is amazingly difficult. Because l'cheila, the two lavim over here are l'hashlim din ha-mitzvah. And if it's l'hashlim din ha-mitzvah, no one in their right mind would have said you get two malchus, and the proof has nothing to do with nothing. Okay? In fact, the Teres Kohanim and the Ram himself passes like that in Mishnah Torah. Shtei in Teres Kohanim, Pasha Sifron, Kedishim, Pasha Beis, Perik Dalit, Halacha Yudches, Rabbi Shimu, Rabbi Lozer, Oimer, Noluz, Meluz, okay. That's not negated anything, okay. Michlal, Shenem, Oloyal, Lecho, Yochol, Loyav, Shilesa, Kupol, Achoyrov, Tamu, Loim, Loisilbash. Le silbash ein li elish lo yilbash minayin shalis kaser tamulam lo yale alecho mutato latzim itachtecho. So the chayla, what it does, the chmafush, that it's mash the two lavim joined together to be one isa. And the Rambam hilchos klayim in perek yud aloch yud beis klayim begodim mutal asayis lomoychom vein osa elu lomoychom. Bulvad, all his kaseis for him. Shenemo lo yisilba shatnis, venemo lo yal alecha. Ho aliyah, shehi derech levisha also. Aval aliyah, shein derech levisha, goin oil, shehu klayim mutaleisha tachto. So l'chira, there's no kefal over here. It's kefal for the hashtum as I did. Correct? So it's nothing to do with Malchus. So you couldn't say, oh! That's why in Kufayin Tes, he doesn't say the Gemara Malchus, but you can't do that. Because the Kufayin Tes, Gufa, that lav, he mentions the case of Kalayim. Okay. So, a priori, this is very weak. I don't know how to deal with this, you know. You can say maybe, you know, I don't know, you know, there's Sifron, whatever, you know, it's a little weak, okay? So maybe he was of the opinion, not like Sifron, but Mishnah Torah, something not like that, okay? So this is like one of the big proofs, and this is not great. Okay? Okay. Now, that is Makis. Okay? The Gemara Chulin is a Kuf Beis on a Beis. And what the proof is, we'll have to see. We'll talk about it next week. They have a mokum with a shtei shemus, you get two malchus, which is beautiful, okay? But the question is, okay, we just have to see. The question is, how does he prove k'sh'iv ha'keif alavim l'chizuk l'ekelach achas? He's proving something about, see, he's comparing, because there it's a question of violating, which the question is, when you violate two separate things, which are one Shem, is that the same as violating the same Shem with 15 Lavim? So we just have to know what this is, okay? And this is what I want to talk about amidst in the beginning of next week, and we'll have a good Shabbos. Okay.
I sent the account on the question.
I couldn't say that.